I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We're going to talk about this West Point changing its motto here in a moment. We're going to go back to you and your ridiculous things, the ridiculous COVID things you remember. I'm going to get to some emails, some other things this hour. West Point's dropping its motto. Duty, honor, country used to be its mission statement. Now they're replacing that with Army values. This is not something you need to stress over. It's not the end of the world. It's honestly, it's a minor story, but the implications of it are all there, and you know exactly what I'm going to say. It's yet another thing, yet another way they are redefining things. Communists destroy history so they can define your future. Communists destroy history so they can define your future. When they were tearing down the Orthodox churches and renaming the streets in the Soviet Union, when they were tearing down the temples and ripping up the graves and burning the history books in China, here in America, as they tear down statues of Robert E. Lee and Thomas Jefferson, as they change the name of military bases, as they eliminate this motto and that motto, and they always put some vague, can kind of mean anything pile of crap in there. Why do they do that? Well, what are those four olds they were attacking during the Cultural Revolution in China? You remember what the four olds were by now. Old ideas, old customs, old habits. Hold on a minute. Hold on, Jesse, don't go on. What do any of those words mean? What does old ideas mean? Well, anything the communist decides it means. You get rid of duty, honor, and country, and you replace it with army values, because army values will mean whatever these people decide it means. A big deal? No. But you see the slow, steady degradation of what's happening. It sucks out there. Gosh, it sucks out there. All right. One more thing. I'm sorry. I'm going to keep a straight face. New York City Mayor Eric Adams, every now and then he's great for a soundbite. And you know, Haiti's hell right now. I mean, Haiti always is hell, but right now it's extra hell. And Port-au-Prince, it's the capital city there in Haiti. And Eric Adams put this out on social media a little bit earlier. He said, quote, "We call New York City the Port-au-Prince of America. We feel the pain of our Haitian neighbors, or our Haitian neighbors feel as the situation grows dire. To the people of Haiti and our own Haitian community here in New York City, know that we stand with you today and always." Ah, yes. Who can forget all the times we've heard the Port-au-Prince of America, New York City? Hey, I'm heading up to Port-au-Prince for the weekend. Gotta see the Statue of Liberty. I'm sorry. These people are just so stupid. Greg, Atlanta, go.
Hey, so I scuba dive, and down in Florida, every time we were on the boat, we had to wear one of them stupid masks.
Oh.
Get out of the water. Face soaking wet, and you'd have to put one of them stupid masks on. Unbelievable.
Get out of the water and have to put on a mask. Gosh, so stupid. Mark, Idaho, what do you remember from COVID?
No, I'm a construction superintendent. I was assigned to a big project in Vegas during the height of the scamdemic. Went into the gas station to have my LP tanks for my camper filled one day. I was fully compliant with the governor's order, and the clerk refused to fill my tanks because I wasn't wearing a mask. I had the other seven customers in the store all turn on me, and I basically told them, hey, I'll throw down with all of you. I don't care. Unfortunately, I caved because they called the cops. I was driving a comfy truck with a logo on the side. Unfortunately, I caved and left. But I was fully willing to get myself tuned up by seven people because I was not going to play that game.
I respect it, Mark. I respect it. Also, good conflict resolution, Mark. You don't need to be fighting seven people. 877-377-4373. He just brought up Vegas. You want to hear something devastating? Actually, it's awesome, but it's also awful. I was going to go to Vegas this weekend, and now I just had to cancel. And I said it was awesome, but awful. Let me explain. We were going out of town with another couple this weekend. After the show on Friday, we're going to go to Las Vegas. No, it's not because I'm a Vegas person. I'll get to that in a moment. There was a show up there. His wife really wanted to see, and my wife wanted to see, so we were going to go up there. But you're going to find this out, Chris, Michael, as you get older. You're going to roll your eyes as I say this now, but trust me, you're going to find this out as you get older, that there are going to be things you really enjoy when you're younger, and your older self will actually look back on your younger self and judge your younger self for the fact that you enjoyed them so much. And I want to tell you, that's what Las Vegas was for me. When we first got to the Marines, I'd never been to Las Vegas or any place like that. I got there from Montana. And it was a little too far to go if you just had a Saturday, Sunday. But if we had a 72 or a 96, if we had three or four days off that weekend, we would sometimes go to Las Vegas. We didn't have any money, but back then, it was just lights and stuff like that. And I'm sure it's all that stuff now, but it was so fun. For us, it was just, wow, this place is fantastic. Just walking through the casino. Half the time, we didn't even have any money to gamble or anything like that. It's, look at this fun, and maybe we could get a free ticket to a concert or something, or maybe they have a discount here. You know, we're just, you could bring a few hundred bucks to Vegas on the weekend and have fun. And that's, you know, all you ever had. And then you were broke for another month. I've been to Vegas probably twice in the last 10 years. Both times were times I had to go. Neither were choices. And while I'm going to miss the couples element of the weekend, I'm not going to miss Las Vegas anymore. I feel like I got either Vegas changed or maybe I got old. But man, it just isn't quite how I remember it. And I look back at young Jesse and I think, man, what an idiot. Anyway, Helen, Mississippi, go.
Hi, Jesse. I love your show. My husband and I watch it all the time and listen to it. And I was just wanting to say that we totally agree with you about the Roger Wicker thing. Neither one of us voted for him because he disappoints every single time and sells out to the Democrats.
Yeah, he does, Helen, and I'm sorry you're stuck with that turd again for another 6 years. That's what's so devastating about these Senate primaries, too. Look, it's bad enough we can't get it done in the House of Representatives, but when we lose one of these critical primaries in the Senate, these pieces of trash go to Washington, D.C. for 6 years. For 6 years, you get these guys in. What's that line from Predator? Dug in like an Alabama tick? They really are. They're just dug in like an Alabama tick. Why, Chris, why did you make that face? Have you never seen Predator? What? Michael, please tell me you've seen Predator. I didn't ask if you'd seen Aliens. Michael, those are two different movies. Did you see Predator? They're not the same thing. No, they're not the same thing. They're two totally... Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry. You know what? Forget it. I'm going to move on. Let's do some emails. Jesse... Funding of the LGBT centers, funding payments for illegal aliens. How can Speaker Johnson allow bills that earmarks so offensive to conservatives? Well, we don't think. Look, when the GOP looks for a hill to die on, all it sees is flat ground. When the communists are looking for a hill to die on, you might as well have dropped them in the middle of the Himalayas. That's all they see. Are hills that they should die on. I was thinking about this today. I was thinking about Trump's presidency and the kind of cycles it went in and whatnot. And I was actually thinking about the first 2 years, not the last two when the Democrats had held the House, but I thought about the first two. And I thought about how they conducted themselves and how there was, remember how there was never a fight? You never saw them getting talked down to by their own side and being told to calm down. They were never, never told that. Hey, that's not who we are. Hey, don't do that. We got to maintain norms. You notice how you never saw that? They were told to go all in every time about everything. And because they did, they affected policy changes. Trump didn't get everything he wanted in the first two years. And then once they took back the House after that, then they impeached him twice. In 2 years, they stopped every single Republican agenda item. They stopped his nominees and they impeached him twice. That's what Democrats did with only the House of Representatives. Now, we have had the House of Representatives for how long? What have we done? What have we done? What have we done with it? Anybody? Nothing? Whatever. Let's go back to the ridiculous COVID things you remember. 877-377-4373. Hang on. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. We will get back to these COVID stories here. And if you all want to do a couple things here, I want to make sure we talk about culture and think about culture in a way that is accurate. Because oftentimes I can get confused. You can get confused and we can lose sight of what culture actually is. And it's not complicated. Culture is what your society incentivizes versus what it disincentivizes. Because of the values of your religious sector, education sector, media sector, government sector, these things will determine how the population of that country sees itself and what they see as virtuous versus what they see as the worst thing in the world you could possibly be. An extreme example of this, we've used this example before, would be Spartan culture. That's a famous one most people know, Spartan culture. Well, Spartan culture valued military heroism and performance amongst the men. For a man, that was simply expected of you to join the military. In fact, it was required, and you were to stay in for a long time until you reached retirement age. And if you went to combat, you were expected to die before you ran away. And if it was found out that you had run away, you were ostracized in unimaginable ways. They had a famous saying, it's well known today, you've heard it before in your life, where they would say to them, supposedly their mothers would say to their sons, hey, Spartan, come home with your shield or on top of it. They would carry their dead on top of the shields. And essentially the thinking was if you didn't have your shield, that meant you dropped it and ran away and you were a coward. So either die or fight. Crazy culture. But as a result of those societal incentives and disincentives, Spartans were great warriors. For the women, the female part of Spartan society, it's not as well known, but it's also equally fascinating. Do you know that Spartan women were supposedly, we'll never know this, of course, supposedly some of the most beautiful women in the world? And did you know why? Their workout program. Again, back to the culture. The culture valued what? Military performance, military heroism. And the Spartans believed that not only a strong man would produce a stronger son, that a strong man combined with a strong woman would create the ultimate strong son. Therefore, while hubbies were off doing their Spartan stuff, the women were back there doing gymnastics and workouts and supposedly extremely physically fit. Again, you incentivize something in your culture, you will get more of it. You disincentivize something, you get less of it. This is a sixth grade girl in Indiana speaking before her school board.
My name is Delia Marshall. I'm a sixth grade student here at LMS. I'm here to discuss a matter with a male being in a female's locker room. Imagine this is you. You're an 11-year-old girl who's coming into school thinking that they're in a safe environment. You go to PE to get ready in the locker room, and you see a boy in there. The first time you saw them, you panicked. Do I change it from a boy? I feel like I'm doing something wrong. Do I take my shirt off? Do I take my pants off? He is doing so I think.
I'm going to stop her there, but isn't that freaking sad? Headline, nearly 30% of Gen Z women identify as LGBTQ.
Why are you gay?
We have this next generation being bludgeoned with this rainbow propaganda, stuffing men in their locker rooms. Look at the commercials, look at the commercials, look at the commercials. Here's this, here's that, here's this, here's that. And as a result, we have a bunch of very, very, very confused young people who are taking some very, very dangerous steps in this country, and it's sad, but that is what our culture has become. And because that's what our culture has become, that's what our culture incentivizes, that's what we will continue to get more of. And that's a problem. That's a big problem. You know what else is a big problem? We don't have any more of your COVID stories, so let's get to more now. Mark in Massachusetts, go.
Hey, Jesse. So at the time, we had a supposed Republican governor, Charlie Baker, or yeah. Charlie Parker, as Brandon called him. He decided that liquor stores could not sell liquor after 9 o'clock at night and decided to close the churches, yet the bars could stay open.
Yep. That about sounds like America. I almost forgot that we had opened the liquor stores and the bars, but we closed the churches. Doesn't that tell you so much about your culture, as we were just talking about? What is incentivized? What's disincentivized? Nope, you can't go to the gym. Nope, you can't go worship God. But hey, it's half price shot night down at the bar, baby. COVID doesn't come into the bar. Lunacy in this country. You know what else is lunacy? Not taking care of our veterans. Our homeless veterans. Let's talk about them for a moment. We talk a lot about Tunnel to Towers and what they do for Gold Star families and first responder families, fallen first responder families and things like that, and building smart homes. But we don't talk enough about their homeless veteran program. Homelessness is always sad. The fact that so many people choose to live that way is sad. It is sad, the things people go through. But that guy on the side of the road who was at one point in time a lion with a uniform on, and a purpose, and now he's struggling with substance abuse, his mind, it's broken, and he needs help, right? You and I drive by him every day, and he needs help. Tunnel to Towers is there helping him. $11 a month. Go to T2T.org and support Tunnel to Towers and their mission to do good. T2T.org, $11 a month, all right? All right, more of these COVID calls, but really quickly, I just have to say this. Katie Britt, you remember her response to the State of the Union? the President Biden's border policies. It was just so over the top, and it was so much. And she's responding, and she said, the critics of my my State of the Union rebuttal want to silence a conservative woman. And you know, I don't want to spend any time on this because I'm not going to bother bashing on Katie Britt anymore. I'm just going to say that card, always playing a card of some kind, it's really a game we should leave for the communists. I find it to be so gross at all times. Let's not do that. All right. Let's talk about the system membership. We have the latest example of how that works and how well it works out for those who pay their dues. Hang on.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. Both Nate and I are journalists who moonlight as poker players. We've both won, and I have to say lost, hundreds of thousands of dollars playing poker. And poker is a lens that we're going to use to approach this entire show, because poker isn't just about playing cards. It's actually about how to make good decisions. It's an entire framework for thinking about the world.
In addition to poker, we'll be talking about the wide world of gambling, so sports betting, for example, plus the news, politics, it is an election year, and personal decisions, too.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
Tune into Risky Business every Thursday.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Wages are rising faster than prices, and now we have among the lowest inflation rates of any country in America, and we're still fighting to lower it even further.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Proud to announce that we have the lowest inflation rates of anywhere in America. That's great news on a Wednesday. All right, we're getting to these calls because I have a bunch of them here in a moment about your ridiculous COVID stories. I just want to say this. We talk a lot about the system and system membership cards and why these people debase themselves all the time and embarrass themselves in order to get the approval of the regime. Well, here's why. Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs, former chairman of the Joint Chiefs, steps down. And he steps down, but he doesn't step down into some anonymous retirement where he'll take his army retirement income and put together a decent little living for a nice house somewhere near the beach somewhere in Florida. You see, Mark Milley did more. And I don't mean did more as in he was the chairman of the Joint Chiefs. Mark Milley chose to become a loyal servant of the system. When he was called to sit in front of Congress, Mark Milley was more than happy to talk about white rage and everything else. Mark Milley, whose resume is incredible, to be honest with you, his military resume is incredible, decided to sell out at the end for a system membership card, and this is the guy he became.
I do think it's important, actually, for those of us in uniform to be open-minded and be widely read. And the United States Military Academy is a university, and it is important that we train and we understand. And I want to understand white rage, and I'm white, and I want to understand it. So
people who were familiar with his very incredible resume looked at that, heard that, freaked out, said, "How could he? I don't understand." Headline from the Post-Millennial. Mark Milley raking in cash since leaving the government for the private sector. According to The Intercept, Mark Milley has been brought on by J.P. Morgan Chase as a, quote, senior advisor, and he joined the faculties of both Princeton and Georgetown, where he serves as a guest lecturer and fellow in residence, respectively. Do you have any idea how much money Mark Milley is now going to make? And it's not even just that he's going to make money now. He got in on the finance giant university circuit. So not only do those guys make money, they make stupid money for no work. Senior advisor at J.P. Morgan Chase. Do you know what that means for Mark Milley? Do you understand what they're going to have him do? What that kind of a role is? I'm guessing, but I'm familiar with these roles. This is how this thing works. J.P. Morgan Chase probably once a year has a retreat for their mega executives. It'll be one of these fancy places that you will never step foot into. I will never step foot into one of these mountain resorts where you have to take a private jet. J.P. Morgan will rent out the entire thing. And Mark Milley will get up. He will, quote, as senior advisor, he will give a speech and do a Q&A for an hour at a J.P. Morgan event where he got flown to private to stay and eat steaks and live a life of luxury. And that's why so many people in a corrupted system end up becoming servants of the system. It's just a path to easy life and wealth while everyone else seems to suffer. All right, Don, Idaho, go.
My desk faces a busy intersection, and on more than one occasion, I saw people riding bicycles, wearing masks, and people on skateboards wearing masks.
You know what chaps me about that, Don, is that jogs a memory in my mind. I remember it was during the height of the COVID stuff in my neighborhood. I was driving home from work, and I saw three dudes, very clearly teenage boys. All of them looked to be, you know, great shape. Teenage boys with a basketball in their hands walking down the sidewalk. Three teenage boys outside with masks on their faces. You've got to be freaking kidding me. Sonia, San Diego, go.
Oh, what happened out here is that we were told eventually that we could go to the beach, but we had to keep walking. We couldn't sit down. So I'm in my 70s, so to me...
I forgot about that part of COVID. No. You got to stay on the move. It can't catch you if you're on the move. Don in Denver, go.
Hey, calling from my two-year-old Pure Talk phone. I'd like to hear Patriot Missile.
I don't have a Patriot missile. All I have anymore is the bar, but I have everything else. What do you want?
Okay, well, I had a story. I called you in the midst of the mask. I refused to wear my mask, and I told you the story. You hung up on me.
Oh, was it stupid?
Let me finish. I looked at the guy, and he was twice my size. I walked out peacefully. No police involved. I need a T-shirt. I got hung up on by Jesse Kelly T-shirt.
That's actually a great idea. Anyway, I hung up again. Kate in Idaho, go.
Okay, I'll try to get through this. So when my mother was in hospice and she was dying, she asked the people to lower their masks that were taking care of her because she wanted to see their faces, and they wouldn't lower them. There was one that lowered it for like 2 seconds and then put it back up. And then there was a nurse there that was like this big, booming 6-foot-tall guy, deep voice. And my daughter came in and she had her mask under her nose, and he asked her to put it up, and she might have copped a little bit of an attitude. And he stood up and towered over her and just yelled at her and just berated her. It was terrifying for her. She was 16 at the time.
Oh.
So, I mean, it was awful.
Oh, gosh. That's freaking terrible. Man, I don't like to say stuff like this. I've said it before, but I really found out some truly disturbing stuff about our medical community in this country during COVID. And I don't like to say that because I know, I know for a fact that right now there's some long-suffering nurse listening. There's some ER doctor listening that's just been doing good forever. So I'm really not trying to indict the whole community, but man alive, I had some hospital administrators and nurses and doctors and patients email me many times during COVID with some really monstrous things from the nursing and medical community, cheering when unvaccinated people died, all kinds of stuff. Trip, Virginia, go.
All right, so.
Brody, Atlanta, go.
Jesse, duty and honor are two of the 7 Army values. Yesterday we had an election in Georgia with one candidate for one primary spot, Donald J. Trump. And there were no down ballot elections.
Oh, no, we lost Brody. How did we lose Brody? Oh, that's too bad. Let's do some emails. Hey, Jesse, I keep hearing about the government institutions and the communists taking them over. My biggest fear is that these communists will replace the military leaders at the highest level and may be able to at some point flip a switch and have a coup overthrowing the government, and our country will be lost. Thoughts? Well, you're already in the middle of a coup. You just don't know it. Because when we picture a coup, what do we picture? We picture Haiti. Some dump in the Middle East somewhere where the people are freaking out and shooting guns in the air, and they're dragging government officials through the streets, and this guy got hanged or hung. Chris, is it hanged or hung from the lamppost? Either way, he's dangling from the lamppost. That's what we picture when we picture a coup. But what's happening, understand that what's happening in our country right now is a coup. It's just a soft one. So instead of doing it in an afternoon, you do it over time. There isn't going to be some military coup where they take over the government, because the people who run the government and people who run the military are now the same. That's a fact. All right, I'm going to get to as many of these as I can get to, and then a couple headlines, and then we're going to get out of here. And let's also remember this. The goal for me, for my remaining time on this planet, is to be outside of the hospital, to avoid the doctor. That's why I tell you about chalk all the time. Testosterone, gentlemen, it is not just something for making babies. Your mind has to have it. Your body has to have it. Your mood needs testosterone, gentlemen. Are you down a lot? Depressed a lot? Randomly? Get your levels checked and start a male vitality stack from chalk. Ladies, start a female vitality stack. And let me just remind everybody, These are natural herbal supplements, and I don't need or want you to take my word for it. If you take anything from Chalk and it doesn't work for you, I want you to cancel your subscription. And so do they. That's how confident they are. I'm telling you, your whole life can change. Chalk.com, C-H-O-Q.com, promo code Jesse. It is so nice not to need an afternoon cup of coffee anymore. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. All right, one final word thing before I get back to these on this TikTok bill. One final word in case you missed it. I'm against it. Why? It's not because I love TikTok. I hate TikTok. TikTok is horrible. It's evil. I don't have it. It's not allowed in my home. It's because Congress, this evil and broken, cannot make a good bill. It's not humanly possible. They don't make good bills. These are evil people. Cori Bush didn't wake up today and decide that she was going to do something on behalf of America and against the communist Chinese. That's not a thing that happened. And what happens is people fall in love with the headline or what they think a bill does. The reason it was so bipartisan is they went to the American people and they said, hey, do you want to ban TikTok? And everyone looked around and said, yeah. But nobody bothered to actually read the bill. Washington, D.C. will go to the American people and there will be this bill that they've proposed. And the bill proposes giving one homeless puppy to one random kid over in Yemen. But then the bill also will have in it you getting kicked in the face 1,000 times a day and getting an atomic wedgie on the weekends. And then they'll call it the Give Puppy to Poor Kids Bill. And they'll sell it as the Give Puppy to Poor Kids Bill. And then the Americans will look at each other and they'll be all, hey, I love poor kids and puppies, and poor kids should have puppies and eat these puppy snuggles. We have to support the bill. And soon you're getting kicked in the face and getting atomic wedgies and you're looking around wondering what happened. Well, what happened was you didn't read the fine print. That's what happened. Do you really think this thing's all good? No, it's bad. TikTok's bad. Congress is bad. Both things can be true. Either way, looks like we're going to get stuck with it anyway. All right, a few more COVID things. Jim, Massachusetts, go.
Hey, my favorite crayon eater. Love your show. Just a quick story. I retired military. I'm a junior ROTC instructor in Massachusetts, and we go out for these camps. We take the kids out once a year in the summer, and we do a day at the lake. So, you know, they teach water survival in the lake. They do, you know, canoeing and other things like that. And we have one kid that was out in the lake, you know, neck deep, bobbing around the water, and he has a mask on. He's by himself. There's nobody around in the water. Oh. And, I mean, these people have really mess with our kids' minds. It's sad to see. I still got a kid in my class wearing it now. I mean, years later, he's still wearing it. He's like attached to it. It's they really mentally screwed our kids up big time.
Jim, yeah, tell me, tell everybody though, you get some good kids in that JROTC program, don't you?
Absolutely. Good kids, and we're trying to get them to think critically and not buy all this nonsense. And, you know, we're doing our little part, you know, as much as we can. But these kids they're motivated, you know, in spite of their parents' lack of concern and lack of caring about their education and lack of anything. You know, we're in an inner city and it's tough for the kids. But we got good kids and they want to do the right thing and they're motivated to be in the program.
How about that, man? Jim, what branch were you in, by the way?
Army.
Oh, all right.
Why are you gay?
Sorry, I just had to ask. Stop. Marcus, Colorado, go.
Jesse, calling in on my Pure Talk phone. Bars on green.
Yes, it is, my friend. Go ahead.
Thank you, my friend. Hey, so I was in an auto parts store when they lifted the mask mandate, and this is hilarious. I'm here unmasked. Pretty much as usual through the pandemic. And there's certain employees that are masked, and there's this other customer. And this guy, he has rubber gloves on. He's got a mask on. He's got a plastic face shield on. And he's got a 6-foot yellow stick in his hand still to make sure everybody's social distancing around him. And he's looking at me, and I'm looking at him, and it comes down to this staring contest, basically, until I say, what? And the whole entire room rose and turned to me and looked at me like I was crazy or something. And I'm looking at this guy, and he's now looking at his shoes. And that was pretty much the craziest thing.
Oh, gosh. I do miss that stuff. All right. I'm glad we all got to get that off of our chests tonight. Now, let me get something off of my chest. They're not going to stop spending money. I saw a chart today. Aren't you sick of charts? Right? Because they all look bad when it comes to our financial situation. But I saw this chart today, and it was one of those charts that charted the national debt by the trillion and the years and how it slowly ticked up. And, man, please tell me you've purchased some sort of backstop for yourself. Gold, silver coins as part of your retirement account, as in your physical possession. Please tell me you've called Oxford Gold Group and made preparations. It's not like it's just me saying this. Gold is trading at an all-time high for a reason. Finance giants, nation states are acquiring gold by the ton for a reason. They understand what's happening financially out there. The world, it's not just us, the world has piled up this debt, and something's going to break, and it's not going to be good at all. Call Oxford Gold Group, 833-995-GOLD. Or look, go to a website if you're not a phone person, oxfordgoldgroup.com/free. Get a hold of them. Find out how to get this as just some sort of a safety net. That's how I look at it, more like a parachute than anything else.
And now,
here's a headline.
By the gold, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Why your burger is probably killing the Great Salt Lake and the Colorado River. This is just a reminder to all of you that these people genuinely do just want to destroy all prosperity and happiness, and they want to take it away from you, and they will unless you stop them. Maryland city equity official says she wants the U.S. to burn to the ground. My ideology can rise from the ashes, she says. Her name is Kayla Elise Carter, and wow, who is that guy on the radio who's constantly warning you that their goal is to just burn everything down? That guy sounds pretty smart. I would listen to him. CDC sends a team to battle measles outbreak at a crowded Chicago migrant center with 4 new cases in the past few days. I had almost forgotten. We've also imported diseases that have been eradicated for quite some time. So go Joe Biden. Income required to afford a home by city, and it's listed, and it goes on to list 6 of the 10 most expensive cities in the U.S., being located in California. And it just, one of those sad things is they wrecked paradise. California, they just wrecked it. Normal people can't even live there. So you can't live in California, but what you can do is email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We will be back to do it again tomorrow. That's all.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.